Good afternoon. Thanks very much for joining us. My name is Bob Corson. I'm Director of Product Marketing with Cognos and IBM Company. This afternoon, it's my pleasure to co-present with Mark Sauvageau, who's CFO at U.S. Army Air Deck. What we'd like to talk to you about is performance management and how to enhance and extend your investment in SAP software. Just very quickly, I would like to provide you a very brief overview of Cognos, how we embrace, enhance, and extend your investment in SAP. I don't want to spend a lot of time going through, you know, feature functions and capabilities. We'll leave that for you to come back in the booth, or I've included extra charts in this PowerPoint presentation if you're looking for additional detail on our capabilities and what we do. And you can see some of that listed in the appendix. Then we'll turn the mic over to Mark, who will provide you a lot of insight into use of business intelligence and performance management, specifically as it has to do with Six Sigma. For those of you who may not be aware, U.S. Army Air Deck has been awarded a very prestigious award, that being the Malcolm Baldrige Award for quality. So without further ado, just a little bit of background on Cognos and IBM Company. We are the world leader in business intelligence and performance management. We provide enterprise-class business intelligence planning consolidation software that helps companies plan, understand, and manage their financial and operational performance. We bring all this technology, applications, and best practices together and serve over 23,000 customers in over 135 countries across the globe, as well as through 3,000 partners, and we were acquired by IBM in January of this year. So a little bit of context prior to Mark speaking with you. Really what this is all about is unlocking the inherent value of your information. It's very common, I'm sure you see this in your own organizations, where there's a variety of information silos, a variety of information that you need to get at that has an impact on your ability to address your organization or business. And when you look at some recent surveys that were completed, this one done by the AIM Association and Accenture, 47% of users don't have confidence in the information that they receive. Almost 60% of managers miss information that they should have used in making the decision. And 42% of managers use the wrong information at least once a week. So you can imagine the trickle effect and impact this has on your organization in terms of planning, performance, et cetera, and so on. So the Cognos A Performance Management System for SAP offers a single integrated platform. We provide all business self-service capabilities to reduce IT costs. So specifically, that be for reporting, dashboarding, scorecarding, planning, et cetera, and so on. It's all through an intuitive interface and a web browser. Innovation through things such as Go Mobile, so you can view that content over a BlackBerry or Windows mobile device. Go Search, Go Office, so that you can users can get at the information very quickly through a common search engine such as Google or OmniFind, or using common Microsoft Office tools. We are purpose-built on a web-based, service-oriented architecture, very tight interoperability and integration because of those common services on a purpose-built platform. But the big thing as well, data and technology independence. There are no inherent conflicts of interest from a technology stack, and we have very broad, open, heterogeneous support for all data and applications, including SAP BW, R3, the Business Suite, and so on. So just to give you an idea of what a business self-service means in a Cognos context, reporting, ad hoc querying, dashboard, scorecarding, analysis, setting up events if you want to monitor information and have information automatically broadcast to you, scheduling so you can distribute content and information automatically based on, for example, security that you may have set within BW and more. Planning, that you can have driver-based planning and high participation, high frequency, high user count planning, again, all through a consistent interface without having to change tools or technologies. But then also have that complete view of information. It doesn't matter the data source that you're getting it from. End users are completely oblivious to where the data is coming from. They can interact with it in a very common framework using a single metadata layer. And all this, again, is done over one platform that is available today that provides a consistent, easy-to-use look and feel for your users. So without further ado, and again, I'll point you towards the slides in the appendix. If you'd like to learn more, please, after the presentation, drop by our booth. Would like to pass it over to Mark, who will provide you some insight into Cognos and U.S. Army Air Deck.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mark Sauvageau. I work for the U.S. Army. I want to talk about accomplishing enterprise financial business intelligence through Six Sigma. A little brief, we're going to give you a little thing about Air Deck, Army Research Development Engineering Center, talk about Six Sigma, and then about some of the projects and what we've accomplished. Air Deck at a glance We provide 90% of the suite of armament technology for all services. We do small cal, medium cal, large cal, weapons, ammunition, guidance, explosives. We're approximately 3,000 engineers. We're located about 40 miles outside of New York City in New Jersey. And here's some of the other things. We're about 6,500 acres. We had a banner year in 2007. We won the Malcolm Baldrige Award, which is the international standard for organizational excellence. We were the first Army participant to get a review. We were the first co-recipient in the nonprofit area, and we're the only federal organization ever to win this award. This is what we use to manage RDEC. It's a strategic management system. If you look at the bottom, you notice that innovation permeates throughout the whole organization. We have the means, the ways, and the ends. The ends you see is to achieve armaments technology to be the leader. We also completely always getting better. We're looking at exceptional customer service. Customer service to us is our warfighter, and they're really important to us, so we focus on our customer all the time. And then we have an agile organization, diverse, the people being the cornerstone of everything that we've succeeded. One of our first black belt projects when we first went into the Six Sigma was enterprise excellence. Basically, it's talking about doing things consistently, doing the right thing, and doing things right. For the consistently, we use the Baldrige as a framework for all our operations. We're CMMI certified level 5, and we're ISO certified. And then we use systems engineering to make sure we do the right thing, and we use the voice of the customer for that. And then we use Six Sigma to make sure that we're effective and doing the right thing. And then we lean that process to make sure we do things right. Peter Drucker, who's the father of management philosophy, said effectiveness is the foundation of success, efficiency, minimum conditions for survival. And all this means is that you have to be effective before you're efficient. If you're efficient doing the wrong thing, it won't help you at all. What is Six Sigma? Six Sigma is basically process control techniques. It's fact-based, data-driven philosophy, looking at defect prevention over defect detection. It's structured, it's disciplined, it's focused on the customer and reducing variation and waste and thereby making you competitive. A little pictorial on Six Sigma. We're talking about quality, cost, schedule, and risk. Purpose of the Six Sigma, reduce your variation, mitigate your risk, eliminate unnecessary costs, and then you're going to maximize your returns. Our approach to rolling out Six Sigma to our organization was first we started with Six Sigma training. We required the workforce to take training. And then we had black and green belt projects, depending on the complexity of the project involved, and then people get certified in their projects. Some of the tools that we used were listed. To us, the most important one is the voice of the customer, as I told you before, because the warfighter is the most important. We use a lot of process maps, value stream analysis. Our initial black belt project was talking about the workforce and external customers. We're dissatisfied with our ERP financial reporting. We had surmised this for a while. When we went into the Black Belt project and we started doing surveys and focus groups, it was, in fact, what the reality was. A little return on investment. At this stage in the Black Belt project, we didn't do cost. We looked at the quality of the reports and not being able to give a business unit its fiscal health. And then the scheduling, we had a lot of customization involved in getting reports that were usable. And then the risk was that we would report higher headquarters erroneous data, or we would use the erroneous data to make program decisions and thereby invest in the wrong things. The major problems identified in the Black Belt Project were that multiple reporting environments. We had R3 reports, which were up to the minute. We had BW reports, which were the night before when they were updated. And then we were also running our official accounting system, which is SOMAS, which is an Army-driven system. All had conflicting business rules. Our SAP platform was continually being upgraded. It was tough to get stabilization of our reports. And then we had changing environment due to headquarters directives. After 9/11, we had a lot of security issues. We had a lot of directives coming down, changing our business rules. What this resulted in was that our customers were less than satisfied, and we had a need for multiple Greenbelt projects to improve our operations. Our initial Greenbelt project was financial integrated reporting environment, which is called FIRE. It's basically a common user interface. And then in doing the Black Belt project, we also uncovered that we would need two more projects, one for central reporting processes and one for report consolidation. Here's a view of our architecture. Our users at the top, we have SAP NetWeaver, and then we have Cognos Portal Fire underneath that, and we're able to extract data from the five data sources below, R3, BW, SOMARS, budget data, and other miscellaneous data to slice and dice the information to give us up-to-the-minute, value-added business decisions. One of the first questions that we asked was reducing the number of logins. Would it increase or decrease your satisfaction with the system? 18% said no. 28% were indifferent. And then we had 53% that said yes. So we went ahead with our project, with our fire. This is a process map. On the left-hand side of the chart, you see the process before the Six Sigma project. And then after, you see on the right-hand side, the more efficient processes that this resulted in. Here's an example of our fire portal. This is the initial rollout. I say initial because during our next Greenbelt project, you see there's some slight changes involved in this where the users had some say in how the data was arrayed. Return on investment. The quality of the reporting was much improved. We had much less issues. The scheduling, the customization requires one way. The risk of reporting erroneous information greatly decreased, and of making project decisions based on data that was not reliable also decreased. And then we have verified savings of about $208,000 a year. The next Greenbelt project that we had was Financial Management Requirements Process, FMRP, which is equal to, like, in the industry, what you call your BICC. Basically, the user community wasn't satisfied with the financial reporting and their lack of customer voice in developing reports. There was no requirements generation by the user, basically. So we needed to systematically look at the issues involved, set guidelines and standards, and improve our process. This is financial management. The process that we looked at, which I previously talked about, which is the Black Belt project, which was identified the need to improve customer satisfaction. And then we had the FIRE, which had the common user interface. And now we're in FMRP, which is the customer voice in defining their needs through the FMRP. We have a central website on our intranet where you're able to track your requirements, see where they stand. Completed goals. It's a systematic approach that we use. We encompass guidelines, standards, improved the more effective and efficient reporting requirements. How we did this is we chartered between multiple organizations within RDEC, and then we started a membership. We have engineers, we have financial analysts, We have BW developers and we have Cognos developers on the team. I am not on the team because I don't want to drive any of the user requirements. So we had a customer-driven, customer-controlled process for getting their reporting requirements into the field. From the beginning, our FMRP started about 6 months ago. That was the beginning of it. We did the project. We implemented it. Right now, we have about 36 requirements that have been submitted. About a quarter of them have been done, 50% in development, and we have some issues to work out on the other 25%. This is a chart. This is where, as I said, we're big on process charts. If you look on the left-hand side, that's the process before our Greenbelt project. As you can see, it's a can of worms. It's amazing that we were ever able to get any reports out. On the right-hand side, you see the new improved process, much more efficient. Here's our return on investment that we look. The customers, of course, were greatly, greatly satisfied with getting their requirements. They're able to improve the scheduling of their projects. We didn't have the customization. The quality of the reports greatly improved, and the risk of giving erroneous data decreased. And then we saved $265,000 a year. So just prove if you do enough of these projects, you can actually save a little bit of money. Here is the new portal website. After the users had some say in how it should look, if you notice, the reports now are all underneath it. Still has the same data, just arrayed a little different. So our next thing that we want to look at was expanding FMRP. At first, we thought it was going to be another Greenbelt project, but we're so satisfied with the way things have worked out in FMRP, we think we can just piggyback right onto it. And then we want to minimize report redundancy, streamline the process. We bought an audit software called Genware. We're looking at the time when you hit the link to when you get the report. We're looking at the users, what users use which reports aren't being used. So we're going to use that to tweak our reports and our reporting environment. We're also rolling out new BI tool sets, and we want to do this in a strategic manner, make sure we have the proper training, roll them out to the people in the financial area so that they're better able to access information that they use on a daily basis. And then we're also doing on-demand software, which will be help, the help thing, where you won't have to go out of the application into another application. You just click on it, and it'll give you a help right in the report. Critical lessons learned. Business processes are critical. Blueprinting, in the blueprinting phase, you need to look at all the requirements. The report requirements, the customer requirements are key, because the customer is the one that's ultimately going to make it successful. You need seamless integration. You need to leverage your existing tools. Pay to start over all the time that you do that. And one of the most important things is teaming and communication. Between us, it's between government and contractors. Between industry, it could be industry and consultants. Integral part. You need to talk. People need to know what's going on in the project. You can't have one person that only knows it. So this is my presentation. Enterprise excellence, I wanted to just say how we use that to accomplish our standard processes, procedures, how we were able to improve our processes using this. And Thomas Edison once said, the successful person makes a habit of doing what the failing person doesn't do, and we try to do that every day.
Thank you, Mark. We'll open it up to some questions of Mark or myself. Or any questions? Yes. Thank you.
Is it going against the R3 database, or do you have a database in between?
He wants to know if it's going against an R3 database or BW.
Well, we have R3. R3 goes into BW, and we take our reports from BW.
So it's overnight data. It's a nightly database.
Both.
Okay.
And there's other data sources as well.
Correct, and there's other data sources too.
Other questions?
Yeah, could you explain a little bit about the $265,000 cost savings you had, whether that's a hard dollar savings or a kind of soft dollar savings?
Well, if you mean did we put the money back in the treasury, no. We just reused that for other high priority items within our budget that wouldn't have been would have been unfunded without the money. So we did not send the money back to the treasury.
Sorry, I have to speak to
the How did you quantify it?
How did we quantify it? It's kind of a rigorous process through our cost analysis division. The team didn't qualify the savings. We have another group that's their responsibility based on the amount of time to do reports per analyst. I think in one of the charts, you'll see how many hours per week it was, and then they multiply them out and they went through.
Other questions? Okay, again, I encourage you to stop by the Cognos booth if you'd like a demonstration of performance management on BW. Again, in the back of the slides, which are available for your download, are details on capability, nature of integration, et cetera, and so on. Thank you very much for your time, and enjoy Sapphire.